Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, Monique Williams.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Monique?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet
you
the
said
criteria?
Shireen?
Yeah, Shireen.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law
yes.
firm? Okay.
And correct, yes.
Okay. Were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing good now.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. With that being said, Monique, I'm going to try to get through this as quick as possible, okay? I'm going to ask you all the required questions. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Splenic marginal zone B cell lymphoma.
Splenic marginal zone B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, just that one.
Just that one? And you would
yes.
be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
December the 9th, 2016.
December 9th, 2016. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
At home. I used it in my garden and out in my yard.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
No? And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 20. Let me see. Back in 2016, I'm 44 now. I was 36 years old.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Mm-hmm. All right, what I'm gonna, can you spell your first name for me, please?
M-O-N-I-Q. U E.
And your last name?
Williams, W I L L I A M S.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
11.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I'm in the U.S.
Okay. And then the following questions are going to be yes or no based off your past and present medical history. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And are you currently married?
Yes.
Okay.
And but I'm separated.
Okay. Did you want me to put yes or no for that question, if you're married?
Well, you can put no because we're separated. We're not together.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth?
8/7/80.
And can I get your social?
426-431839.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
5'5 and 276 last time I weighed.
Okay. And your email?
Nika, that's N-I-K-A, @me, that's ME.com.
Okay, and the phone number I have for you is 601-695-2174?
Correct.
Is this your cell, home, or both?
My cell.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I heard about it on, how did I hear about it? Mm-hmm. Online, internet, and social media.
And then when did you first become aware that your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate an approximate date, like the month and year?
Well, I went and got tested because I started getting sick December the 5th, 2016.
And then how many times a year would you say they use Roundup, if you had to put a number on it?
Ooh. I know more than 100 times.
Okay, so about 100 times
a
year?
But I've used it for a course. I've used it, of course, about 11 years.
Okay, but about 100 times a year? Is that correct?
I say maybe, yeah.
Okay, and did you spray Roundup for at least
1 month? Because I stayed buying it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm saying because I stayed buying it, you know, for my garden.
Uh-huh.
So I used it quite often.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then what was the month and year that you started spraying Roundup?
I started July 2005.
And you stopped spraying in 2016, is that correct?
Yes.
What month in 2016?
September.
What, September? Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then what state did you spray in?
Mississippi.
Sprayed Roundup in Mississippi. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial? Was it the front and backyard?
It was residential.
Okay.
It was at my home, in my garden, and in my backyard.
Okay. And what was your exposure, occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes, I sprayed it myself.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
Okay.
I used it about twice a week.
Okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it like directly by spraying at home? Was that the first time you ever were exposed to it?
Yes, spraying it at my house.
Okay. And if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life? If you had to put a number on it. I know you said you use it about 100 times a year for 11 years. I believe the math on that would be 1,100. Is that correct?
Yes, that'll be about right.
Okay. And then the following questions are going to be yes or no. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do find any evidence, please do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrated.
Okay. And then where did you purchase the Roundup? What store?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. No, all right. And then the next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay. What were the dates that you were unable to work?
Let's see. I stopped working in December of 2016, and I hadn't really worked since then.
So December 2016 until now?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of the facility where you were treated?
King's Daughter Medical Center.
In Mississippi?
Yes.
KDMC?
Yes.
And is that in Brookhaven, Mississippi?
Yes. Yes, Brookhaven, Mississippi.
And what kind of treatment did you receive?
Well, I had chemotherapy. I did radiation. And I also was on pain meds. I was taking that oxycodone.
Okay. And then is this the same facility where you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor where you, that treated you?
Dr. Baker. Dr. Justin Baker.
Justin Baker. And is this the same doctor that diagnosed you as well?
Yes.
So I have Dr. Justin T. Baker. And then do you have his phone number or no? I can pull it up on Google if not.
601-355-2485.
Okay. And then what was the date that you started your treatment?
December the 12th, 2016.
Okay, and then can I get your current full address, please?
1223 Martin Lane, Suntag, Mississippi, 39665.
So I have 1223 Martin Lane, Northeast, in Suntag, yes. Mississippi, 39665?
Yes. That's okay. M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to give you my son number.
Okay. Give me one second. I do have to read the script. Typically, we only contact you... It's okay. No worries. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Don't live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And you said this was your son, correct?
Correct.
And can I get your son's phone number?
601-669- 5254.
So I have 601-661-5254?
No, ma'am. 601-669-5254.
Okay, so I have 601-669-5254?
Correct.
Okay, and then can you spell your son's first and last name for me?
DeMarcus, capital D-E, apostrophe, capital M-A-R-C-U-S, last name Bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S.
Okay. And then what was the address of where you sprayed Roundup? Was it the same address that you currently live at?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and write that down. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
How it affected my life?
Yes.
Is it, whew, you just don't know, ma'am. It messed me up bad. Messed me up bad. It where I couldn't couldn't do nothing for myself, you know. It was just hard on me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I couldn't want to thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I was just saying that I couldn't work, so I had to depend on my son to take care of me.
Well, Monique, I do want to say it's a pleasure speaking with you. I'm really happy to hear that you're still with us and that you were able, you know, to kind of beat this. And I hope nothing but the best for you and your family. And again, I do want to share you. Thank you for sharing that with me. I know it's not easy to talk about.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to review the information really quickly, and then I'm going to review it with you out loud. Just give me a moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. So with that being said, if anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were diagnosed with splenic marginal zone, splenic marginal zone B-cell lymphoma approximately around December 9, 2016. You are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 1223 Martin Lane Northeast in Suntag, Mississippi, zip code 39665. You sprayed Roundup for 11 years. I have your first name as Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. I have your social as 426-431839, and I have your date of birth as August 7th, 1980. I have your height and weight as 5'5", 276 pounds, and I have your email as nika31more@me.com. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 100 times. You started spraying Roundup 100 times a year. You started spraying Roundup approximately July 1st, 2005 and stopped spraying roughly around September 1st, 2016. You sprayed residentially in your garden and backyard in the state of Mississippi. You sprayed residentially and you were directly exposed by spraying at home, and you personally sprayed Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 1,100 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased it from Home Depot. In regards to losing time from work, you've been out of work from December 2016 until now. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor is Dr. Justin T. Baker. He is at King's Daughters Medical Center, located at 427 US 51, Brookhaven, Mississippi, zip code 39601. The phone number I have for your doctor is 601-355-2485. The date that you started your treatment is December 12, 2016. You did chemotherapy, radiation, pain medication, and oxycodone. I have your current full address is 1223 Martin Lane Northeast in Suntag, Mississippi, zip code 39665, and I have your emergency contact as your son that does not live with you. His name is DeMarcus, spelled capital D, lowercase e, apostrophe, capital M, lowercase A-R-C-U-S, last name Bridges, spelled B-R-I-D-G-E-S. Last phone number I have is 601-669-5254, is that correct?
Correct.
Anything you'd like me to change?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what the system is going to do is generate these documents. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I just need a couple signatures from you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, did you receive the text?
Yes, and okay. It says, do you agree to receive future?
Yes. So okay. Go ahead and you're going to click on those documents or the link in the documents, and I just need a couple signatures from you. What you'll do is just hit the yellow buttons until it prompts you for a signature field. Then you'll sign and then hit next, and it's just going to be a repeated process until you finish. And then if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay, it says please sign, but where do I sign? Just use my finger?
Yeah, you can use your finger.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
And then if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay.
And then on the bottom, once you're all done, it'll say finished. Oh, okay, perfect. I just received them. So with that being said, Monique, the way this process is going to work is now that these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case. It's about a 5-minute phone call, so just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. If for any reason you don't speak to them, please reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help you get connected with them. I just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line, so if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me. Other than that, Monique, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking to you. I do want to thank you so much for your time and, again, sharing all that information with me. I know it's not easy to speak about, so I do want to thank you. I wish nothing but the best for you and your family. And, again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.